USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is expected to extend the federal transportation mask mandate. That covers airline travel on trains, subways, and buses. The extension would cover another 2 weeks beyond the current expiration date of April 18th. The move reflects growing concerns about the highly contagious Omicron subvariant BA2. Inflation in the United States has hit a 40-year high, affecting essentials such as groceries and gas. North Carolina Republican Senator Kevin Cramer tells Fox News that the Biden administration acted too slowly on inflation.
Everything they do is counter to solving the problem in front of us.
President Biden says that his bipartisan infrastructure legislation will help fix supply chain issues and lower some costs. This is USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, a new report out Wednesday will shed light on some of the atrocities going on in Ukraine.
In the Ukraine invasion by Russia, the result of an investigation by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe into alleged human rights violations by Russia are set to be publicly released today. Germany, France, Britain, and the United States invoked the body's Moscow mechanism to investigate the allegations. President Zelensky on Wednesday.
How could a plan that provides for the death of tens of thousands of its own soldiers in a little more than a month of war come about? Who could approve such a plan? And what is the final level of their own losses acceptable for this person? Dozens or still hundreds of thousands of dead Russians?
Lance Prime reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Lottery players looking to score big. Tonight's Powerball jackpot stands at $302 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Hollywood is remembering Gilbert Gottfried as the most iconic voice in comedy. The 67-year-old dying on Tuesday of a heart abnormality caused by a form of muscular dystrophy. He did stand-up for 50 years, but is probably most known for voicing the wisecracking parrot in Disney's Aladdin. A group is continuing to discuss how it can remain viable in the future after declaring bankruptcy.
Attorneys for the Boy Scouts of America say protecting local BSA councils and troop sponsoring organizations from future liability for child sex abuse claims is critical to the national group's reorganization plan. They argued before a Delaware bankruptcy judge on Tuesday that liability releases for non-debtor third parties are not fair or necessary. The Boy Scouts sought bankruptcy protection in February 2020 to halt hundreds of individual lawsuits and create a settlement trust for child sex abuse victims. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Some colleges and universities are going back to indoor mask mandates on campus as COVID-19 cases rise. Three universities in Washington, D.C. and Baltimore are the latest. American, Georgetown, and Johns Hopkins are all again requiring masks indoors as the Omicron subvariant BA2 is pushing up new infections. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.